everyone's been working in good faith on this. And I think this report is a balanced report. I think it demonstrates the good faith. And I think that my takeaway from this hearing is that we really want to put all the necessary resources into recommendations 1 and 2, because all of us would like to avoid the contingency recommendation 3. I'm going to support the report as a policy document with the understanding, as I said earlier, that I would like to have the opportunity to revisit the question of the appropriate technology. I'm not at this point comfortable committing to filtration, although I've heard Commissioner Leonard now make 2 very cogent arguments as to why, from a cost-benefit point of view, particularly looking forward to when there may be requirements for filtering that we can't even imagine today, and in terms of making a good investment, it may be the best option. I just don't feel I have enough information to make that judgment. I think these issues are some of the hardest issues we deal with at council. I'm very glad that Randy Leonard is the Water Bureau Commissioner and not me. I've got my own headaches. If you've read the newspapers recently, you'll know what I mean. But I really I appreciate your leadership on this, Randy.
Thank you.
We often talk about the thankless work that people in public service do, and Randy has a lot of it with water, BDS, and then trying to deal with cuts in the fire budget. But I appreciate very much the testimony today and the particularly the written submissions, because I get to go back and reread when you give me a written submission. And if you go online, where you can anytime you want, to get the transcript of our hearings, they're a little harder to follow. The written submission ensures that your actual words are with us and we can revisit them. So I really appreciate people took the time to do that. On the basis of the deadline that's been established by the federal government, and I think associating myself with most of Commissioner Fritz's remarks, I vote aye.
Leonard?
Well, I've been on the council since 2002, and so I've observed this issue from afar and then up close and personal. When Commissioner Saltzman had the Bureau, there was a number of public processes that occurred, all of which I was a witness to, if not an active participant in. And it culminated in a citizen task force, of which some of the folks in the audience were either members of or participants in, that said, don't cover the reservoirs. The council accepted that report, said, we won't cover the reservoirs. I got the Bureau. I told the friends, we will not cover the reservoirs. So in developing the plan to submit to EPA and remaining true with the prior decisions made by council, I'm open to anybody telling me what other plan you would have submitted to EPA other than covering the reservoirs that took advantage of processes that already happened up at Powell Butte and what the plan is that's going to be submitted. I'm very open to learning how to do better, but I think to suggest that somehow there wasn't enough public process is not fair. There has been more public process on this issue than on any other issue I have ever been involved with or observed or heard about. And so I'm comfortable that we've done publicly what needs to be done. Having said that, if at some point Commissioner Fritz or anybody else wants to revisit the core issue of whether or not we should be burying the reservoirs, I'm more than open on that, but you'll have your name on that resolution, not me. I've been there, done that, and I'm not really interested in revisiting that personally. But having said that, I'm committed to doing what I said that we would do, and that is to pursue a variance with the EPA of the treatment system, which I do think in our priorities of things that need to be done is at the bottom of the list. I mean, we have an administrative headquarters. David could articulate well, or better, probably better, Michael Stewart, over on Interstate that has literally got leaks in the roof. They have buckets catching water. It's an $85 million project we were going to start last year that we've had to stop because of this whole thing. And so this is not a high priority for the Water Bureau by any means. It's taken away from otherwise really truly important work that we should and could be doing were it not for this federal mandate that we're dealing with. So we're gonna work hard to get the variance from the EPA on the treatment. We're gonna work as hard with our congressional delegation. But I have to tell you, I have no more pull with them than any of you guys to get them to introduce something. And if you know something I don't and how to get them to introduce an amendment, tell me what that is and I'll play that card. But what you're seeing here isn't what I've been doing privately and insisting that they do something to show that they're moving the ball forward on that front. So we'll hear more April 17th. We have a
11th.
Excuse me, April 11th. We have a town hall meeting where we've invited members of the congressional office there. They will be there or their staffs so that they can make their own case about what they are or aren't doing and why or why not they're doing it. So I appreciate everybody being here and the good discussion today. Bye.
Adams.
Well, first off, I can testify because of personal experience that Commissioner Leonard is working very hard and has over the past four and some years that I've been an elected official worked very hard on this issue back in D.C. I've been with him on some of that advocacy, and you also need to know as a former commissioner, now mayor, continue to advocate for what the arguments that you have made on why we are different than other water systems and why LT2 is something we need to fight against and push back on and avoid it at all cost. So that advocacy is definitely there from your elected officials, but I do encourage you to take advantage of this forum that's coming up to have in-person, in-the-room, face-to-face opportunities to advocate our passions on this issue to the federal delegation or their representatives. I think this is a painful discussion for all of us in the sense that it appropriately memorializes that we're entering into a new phase in this discussion, and that's painful. It's painful. Especially doubly so in the midst of a recession when so many businesses are struggling and so many people are hurting economically. But I think it might be painful, but I think it is honest. The EPA clock starts, and it is a different phase. And it will be clarifying for those of us that represent us in D.C. in terms of $400-odd million we're going to have to come up with unless we collectively are able to get a variance or legislative relief on the timeline that has been outlined by the EPA. We all now know what the rules of engagement are in terms of timeline, in terms of cost and benefit. And again, I want to underscore, I think this is unnecessary. I fought the EPA for 4 years and 2 months on a $250 million potential requirement. I shouldn't say a whole bunch of us did, including Randy and former Mayor Potter and Dan, and we won. And it was a very similar process, though. There was a point when the clock started, and we had to submit some plans. I thought they were unnecessary. We thought they were unnecessary. We prevailed in the end, but it was really hard. So it isn't, I think, the most recent example. On the sewer side was this is not an automatic surrender by complying, the initial compliance with EPA, because I don't view it as a surrender. I don't consider it a surrender, and that's not my intent. But it does frame the trade-offs. And these kinds of issues are incredibly complicated until you sort of get to this point when it's $400 million and rate increases that we think we should be able to avoid, and the decisions will be made on the timeline outlined by EPA. And I think this is the opportunity to really sort of make a complex problem much simpler and engage the entire community in letting our federal representatives and our federal agencies know that this is unnecessary and that we should and can avoid it, and LT2 only as a last resort. So I want to thank the Water Bureau for their work. I agree with the sentiments expressed up here in these closing remarks in terms of treatment options. I found it compelling, but I'm not an expert. I need to learn more in terms of treatment options. And thank you, Commissioner Leonard, for bringing this forward. Very difficult issue. Aye. Council is adjourned.
Thanks, Dan.